91X News.
It's 18 degrees and sunny. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with 91X News. After the polls closed and the results were tallied, the news was not good for NDP candidate Sherry Hayes. Hayes only managed to pull in 16.57% of the votes, leaving her in third place.
Certainly not the results I know we were all hoping for.
Okay.
At the very least, we were wanting a minority government that puts us in a much more powerful position. The people have spoken. We have another majority Liberal government,
okay.
And it would seem that Todd Smith, our Conservative candidate, has won in this riding. I know. It's a hard one to swallow.
But instead of dwelling on the loss, Hayes is planning for the future. In her concession speech, Hayes said she doesn't regret a moment of her experience and said she'd do it all again. Hayes says there's lots of planning to do over the next 4 years, but she'll be ready for the next election. Russell Williams' victim, Lori Massicott, isn't alone in her criticism of the Ontario Provincial Police. Massicott launched a $7 million lawsuit against Williams, his wife, and the OPP late last month. She claimed the OPP failed to protect her from a predator in her neighborhood. Now a local investigator is suggesting the police could have done more. Ashley Gale has the story.
Local investigator David Gibb has been interested in the Russell Williams case since it first came to light. Earlier this week, he launched a book looking into the actions of Russell Williams. Like Williams' victim Lori Massicott, Gibb says the police may have overlooked some key details.
From not informing the residents of Cozy Cove of a sexual predator in their midst, and also 2 months after Marie France's murder, they were telling the community that there was no danger to the public.
Gibb says there's miscommunication and the Belleville police weren't aware of the Cozy Cove attacks when they were investigating Jessica Lloyd's disappearance. Ashley Gale, 91X News, Belleville.
While the national unemployment rate fell last month, it was up in Ontario. The Ontario rate was 7.6% in September, up from 7.5% the previous month. Around the province, it ranged from 4.3% in Guelph and 5% in Ottawa to 10.7% in Barrie and 10.9% in Peterborough. Drivers take note. The OPP will be out in force this Thanksgiving weekend. They'll be looking for aggressive, impaired, or distracted drivers. It's also the start of their fall seatbelt campaign, so buckle up. An airline that serves Northern Canada is beefing up service to help passengers who were grounded when a major communications satellite shut down. First Air says it wants to make sure it looks after about 1,000 passengers who were stranded yesterday just ahead of the Thanksgiving long weekend. The airline canceled 48 flights for safety reasons because it wasn't able to communicate with air traffic controllers or emergency responders on the ground. Satellite service wasn't fully restored until today. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The Kicks and Voyageurs are in Trenton tonight to face the Golden Oaks. The Golden Oaks are looking forward to bounce back after a 4-1 loss to the Dukes on last Sunday. Talking about the Dukes, they are hosting the Mississauga Chargers tonight. The Bulls are playing host to the Kingston Frontenacs tomorrow in their home games on Thanksgiving weekend. A tough call tonight for the Blue Jays fans. Former Jays Roy Halladay and Chris Carpenter square off in Philadelphia and St. Louis, respectively, in the fifth and deciding game of their NL Division Series tonight. Also, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Arizona Diamondbacks meet in the fifth game of their series. Canadian flankers Adam Kleeberger, whose bushy bird attracted worldwide attention at the Rugby World Cup, is going to shave for charity. Kleeberger will have his bird removed on October 17 in Victoria by CBC comedian Rick Mercer as part of an upcoming episode of the Rick Mercer Report. The Hamilton Tiger Cats are ending it to their fans. The Tiger Cats are letting their supporters choose the first play they will run on Friday night at the Ivor Wynne Stadium against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Fans were given the choice of 4 running and 4 passing plays listed by the Tiger Cats website. with an explanation from offensive coordinator Kerry Jones. Miami Dolphins quarterback Chad Inney is out for the season with a separate left shoulder. Inney was injured on a busted play last Sunday's loss at San Diego. Matt Moore took over against the Chargers and will make his first start with the Dolphins in their game this Sunday against the New York Jets. That sports, here is Kathleen Cleaver with 91X weather.
Today, sunny, high 20. Tonight, clear. Fog patches developing overnight, low 6. Saturday, sunny. Fog patches dissipating in the morning, high 23. Sunday, sunny, low 10, high 24. It's 18 degrees. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with Carl Ayette, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.